Australia's most senior Catholic, Cardinal George Pell, has fronted the world's media to again deny all charges now laid against him relating to historical claims of sexual assault offences. Cardinal Pell has been charged on summons to face multiple historic offences. Cardinal Pell says he is looking forward to clearing his name.
I'm looking forward finally to having my day in court. I'm innocent of these charges. They are false. The whole idea of sexual abuse is abhorrent to me.
Vatican spokesman Greg Berg says Pope Francis has granted Cardinal Pell a leave of absence to defend himself.
The Holy See has learned with regret the news of charges filed against Cardinal George Pell for decades-old actions that have been attributed to him. Having become aware of the charges, Cardinal Pell, acting in full respect for civil laws, has decided to return to his country to face the charges against him.
Cardinal Pell is the Pope's chief financial advisor. He is the highest-ranking Vatican official to be charged in the sexual abuse scandal. Victoria Police Deputy Commissioner Shane Patton says Cardinal Pell has been treated the same way as anyone else in an investigation of this nature.
Cardinal Pell is facing multiple charges in respect to historic sexual offences, and there are multiple complainants relating to those charges. During the course of the investigation in relation to Cardinal Pell, there's been a lot of reporting in the media and a lot of speculation about the process that's been involved in the investigation and also the charging. So for clarity, I want to be perfectly clear. The process and the procedures that have been followed in the charging of Cardinal Pell have been the same that have been applied in a whole range of historical sex offences whenever we investigate them.
Commissioner Patton says Cardinal Pell was charged on summons due to advice that was received and sought from the Office of Public Prosecutions. He says the final decision to charge Cardinal Pell was made by Victoria Police. Deputy Commissioner Patton says Cardinal Pell has a right to due process.
It's important to note that none of the allegations that have been made against Cardinal Pell have obviously been tested in any court yet. Cardinal Pell, like any other defendant, has a right to due process, and so therefore it's important that the process is allowed to run its natural course. Preserving the integrity of that process is essential to all of us, and so for Victoria Police, it's important that it's allowed to go through unhindered and allowed to see natural justice is afforded to all the parties involved, including Cardinal Pell and the complainants in this matter.
Former Catholic priest Paul Collins calls the charges unprecedented.
I deny them absolutely. I've got no intention of adding to the discomfort or harm of the people who made the allegations, but they're not true. I'm like any other Australian. I'm entitled to a fair go. Untested allegations should be put through the proper procedures. I'm quite prepared to cooperate with appropriate civil and appropriate procedures. I won't cooperate with trial by the media. I think it's unjust and inappropriate.
Victim advocate Dr. Pam Stavropoulos from the Blue Knot Foundation says the fact charges have been laid at all is a victory.
For so long, people who've been respected in public life have often been seen as untouchable. But the fact that so prominent a person is now facing these charges, I think, does uphold the principle that no one is above the law.
The Cardinal will not be attending any public church events in the foreseeable future as he begins a leave of absence. Victoria Police say Cardinal Pell will appear in Melbourne Magistrates Court on July 18th for a filing hearing.